This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it's Labor Day, Monday, the 7th of September, first full week of September for 2020. Hopefully this month brings more hope and positive feelings than we've had in the previous months. It seems that today is a holiday. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer observing the holiday by not laboring, but Victoria and I are here sweating, the pouring sweat off of our brows. Unbelievable. Actually, that might be the case where Jennifer is, even without her being on the air. Because yeah, the temperature there is, ooh. Yes. Labor Day always falls on the first Monday of September. There's basically a disagreement over how this all started. One version goes back to September 1882, when the Knights of Labor, largest, one of the most important unions at the time, wanted to have a big parade. They actually had a parade featuring various labor organizations on September 5th that year, the aid of the Central Labor Union of New York, the CLU. Then after that, the secretary of the CLU, Matthew McGuire, proposed that every National Labor Day holiday be held on the first Monday of each September to mark this public demonstration. There's another story, Labor Day in September, proposed by Peter McGuire, Vice President of the American Federation of Labor, in the spring of 1882, that is. McGuire reportedly proposed a general holiday for the laboring classes to the CLU, which would begin with a street parade, organized labor solidarity, end with a picnic and a fundraiser for unions. McGuire suggested the first Monday in September as an ideal date for Labor Day because the weather at this time of year is great. Falls in between July 4th and Thanksgiving. I'd forgot about that. It's halfway between where? Halfway to Thanksgiving, Victoria.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Although I don't even care. I feel like I don't even have a sense of time anymore this year. 2020 has just been so crazy.
Crazy stuff. Anyway, 29 other states had joined by the time it became a federal holiday in 1894. But in my lifetime, it has been a kiss-off to the labor unions, frankly, more than anything else. The labor union movement, at first, obviously, because big business didn't like the fact that they had to answer to an organization, and then we all know how corrupt it became during the Hoffa era. The unions became way too powerful. Most of the unions that had to do with privately held companies have dissipated somewhat to become a little more reasonable, but the public employee unions, in my estimation, are out of control. Thus, we see the problem with the police, you see the problem with teachers, you see the problem with so many other, because the politicians don't want to negotiate them down. They want the support of the unions when they run for re-election. So it just becomes one confounded problem on top of another confounded problem. Labor Day, it's sort of one of those, I don't know if it's a feel-good holiday. I don't feel good thinking that summer will be over in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
There's something about that. As it gets closer to my birthday and the Christmas and stuff, Christmas has never been a great time for me. And, you know, one more year on the clock. It's kind of a depressing thing unless you work your way out of it. And that's another one of those psychological things. But at any rate, hopefully today, Labor Day, will be a good day. I see sales everywhere, online, in the stores. Buy, buy, buy. Come to see us, and we'll sell you stuff at 50% off this week. And that's. Do you ever take advantage of those sales, that sort of thing, Victoria?
Sometimes. Not really,
will you
though.
Today? What is there?
I have no plans to. No.
That appeals to you?
Yeah, nothing really. I bought some stuff over the weekend, like beauty products or skincare stuff was on sale.
Yeah.
So I bought
a few things.
Talk
about those on your podcast? Tell us about your podcast.
Yeah, the Beauty Pop podcast. Yeah, my friend Dominique and I host it, and it's we do honest beauty product skincare reviews, plus we talk about whatever the big pop culture story of the week is, and you can get it on Apple Podcasts. It's Beauty Pop Pod.
Tease it? What's the big pop culture story this week?
Britney Spears is the big pop culture story this week.
Yeah,
and,
sense.
It's interesting. We've had a lot of fun with it. Last week we talked about, the history of beauty during times of turmoil, and we kind of both did a lot of research to figure out, you know, is it frivolous to talk about beauty when we're in the middle of a pandemic? And we look back historically at different times where beauty, like the lipstick index and talk going all the way back to World War II, there was we found a campaign that the U.S. government had actually promoted, and it was encouraging American women to wear makeup because Hitler hated when women wore makeup. So it's really, we found a lot of really interesting tidbits of this sort of, you know, this link between beauty and the beauty industry and what was going on historically. And
That's what a good podcast is all about. So where do they find your podcast?
You can find it on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts, and it's the Beauty Pop Podcast.
Right. There it is. Beauty Pop Podcast. All right. Back to Labor Day, which, again, kind of, this is the most vacation, third vacation week of the year, most popular, the week before Labor Day, actually, through today, and then people go back to work, or are they going, where are they going tomorrow with the virus? There are a lot of, well, actually, I shouldn't say that, because I noted here, our beaches around New England, even down the Cape, there haven't been a lot of big parties. Massachusetts has done a pretty good job holding the course on all of this. And so, therefore, Labor Day looks a lot different here to me. Well, I don't pay any attention to it, because I'm going to be in my tractor baling hay today. But, you know, the person that has the time wants to go somewhere, I've seen a lot of local, you know, the historic Wayside Inn is just up the street from me, and I was baling hay over there this weekend, and the number of cars there, number of people there, number of folks, there's the old Pepperidge Farm grist mill is there, and people don't even know what the grist mill is. They just see the waterfall, they see the river, and they don't, you know, they don't know that that was the original place. All the Pepperidge Farm wheat was ground there for their bread. There's a fabulous story to it, and it's all part of the old Wayside Inn, Longfellow's Wayside Inn, which, was the halfway stop for the stagecoaches from Boston to Worcester on the old Post Road. So there's, you know, you see lots and lots of people doing these local things because of the virus.
Yeah.
And
do you have indoor dining yet?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, we just started Friday morning, and I'm in New Jersey, and so Friday morning at 6 a.m., they started, I think, at 25% capacity.
Yeah, yeah, but 50%. I went to the movies on Saturday night for the first time since March, and I saw the movie Tenet. We'll talk to Chucker about that later on in the hour. But it was really an interesting feeling going into this. This is an auditorium, probably seats 450 people, and there were nine of us in the movie, watching the movie. And
well, that's the way to do it then, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to go to the movies.
Yeah. Right, exactly. What a confusing, crazy movie, though. Again, I'll talk about it.
Christopher Nolan is weird to me. Yeah, I didn't even like his Batman movies. I found them confusing, too.
Really?
I don't get it. Yeah.
Very confusing. Anyway, also today marks the fact here, at least in Massachusetts and many other states, students would normally be back in college. That's not the case.
We saw some kids actually this weekend unloading their cars at Monmouth University, which is about a mile and a half from
us. I think they should be open.
I think it's a mix. I think it's a mix of some days you're going to be, you know, in class, and then others you're in your dorm. Yeah.
There's a big local fuddle-buddle about getting money back. There are some students that go to Northeastern who have demanded that they get back part of their tuition. They had $36,000 paid into tuition, and because school's not really in session, they want their money back, and the school says no. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. I'll bet there are a lot of other schools around that are going through the same thing. You know, we don't go to class.
At the very least, they need to return room and board.
Well, they pretty much can't.
Yeah, everyone has to. Yeah, they can't get around that.
Right. All right, so government offices closed today. Post office doesn't work today. A lot of businesses, I think banks are closed. Most businesses, except for the big chain stores, they will be open today. You don't get much bus service or train service today, that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's a significant, I think this is an important holiday. Whereas you hear me say all the time, I think we have too many holidays, you know, that kind. I think we do. We have too many holidays. But this is one that is
not on this show.
Important, right? No, not here. All right, we're going to make it worthwhile for you having listened to the program today, because right now we're going to talk. I actually am going to ask a question. Let's see how well people were listening. I told the story of when Labor Day started. The first Labor Day holiday was started in what year? Celebrated in what year? Give me that at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Caller, first one who comes in with the correct year for Labor Day will win this Works Fabulous Power Washer. Everybody needs a power washer around their home now to clean the porch, to clean the even windows. You can use it for windows. They put the little bit of stuff in the pot, spray it on the window, and then wipe it off. It's fabulous for cleaning the exterior of your home, clean your car. There are all kinds of adjustments on it. I've got one on the farm. Love it, love it, love it. You can have one, too, worth $400 or $500. It'll be yours right now if you dial 888-302-3684 and tell us when the first Labor Day official holiday was celebrated. I gave you that info. Let's see if you remember it. If you do, call us now at 888-302-DOUG, and the first person with the right year will win this Works Power Washer we're giving away today here on the DJV program at 17 after the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Labor Day's event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything, plus new doorbusters from $5.99, including deals on jeans, tees, and more. Find it all at the Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through September 9th. Head into the new season with Banana Republic Factory. Save on faves with 50 to 70% off everything, plus clearance's extra 50% off. Shop dresses, sweaters, jackets, and more from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this question so we can give away this power washer, Victoria. Doug Steffen now with Jay, who's in Illinois. Where in Illinois are you, Jay?
Hello, how are you doing? I'm in Danville, Illinois.
Are you Danville? It's one of my...
Danville,
that's a great city. We've been on there for quite a long time. All right, in the interest of time, what year... Mm-hmm. For the first Labor Day celebration, what year was it?
I'm just going to say 1882.
I'd say that was the right thing to say.
Congratulations.
Because you just won yourself a Works power washer for your home. Good for you. Happy Labor Day. Hold on just a second, Jay. Thanks for listening.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
To me, how about to you? Music time, 23 past the hour on the Monday DJV program. Every hour during this portion of the program, every hour during this portion of the hour, we have some focus on music, music news. So you know what happens, Victoria, on a holiday like today, Labor Day, there are a lot of new listeners, people who either maybe do become familiar with the show at some point in time, but they don't have time to really listen and get it. Plus, there are a lot of stations that carry the program that might not normally do it in live time, carry it in different time, but because we're here live, they carry the program live. So a lot of new listeners, so I'm trying to acquaint everybody with how we kind of do things here, setting up different things inside each hour. This focus on Sheryl Crow is because of her announcement about a pair of virtual at-home concerts called Songs from the Big Green Barn. Take place at a Big Green Barn, Crow's Green Barn in Nashville. Consists of an outside performance, a week from Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, and then an inside show on Saturday, the next day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The outside show will be a performance with members of her touring band, while the inside show will be a more intimate acoustic set with some of her band inside. Song selection across both shows will hit all the bases in her catalog, some of her big hits, fan favorites, some covers, some deep cuts, and requests from the audience. She said, "I'm really excited to bring fans inside the Big Green Barn for this pair of shows." Is this her place?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is her big farm in Nashville, yeah.
All right, cool. She says it'll be very special. We put a lot of thought into how to make these shows unique and to reach people around the world in countries that we haven't played for in quite a long time. Maybe even we've never been to some of these places. Tickets are available for $19.99 as well as a bundle ticket combo price that gives you access to both shows for $34.99. You can get that until the day of the show. Last month, she released In the End, which is, I think, what we're listening to here, and a video for the song came out last Friday. So that's cool news from Sheryl Crow, if you're a fan. I'm a fan.
And what a great price, $19.99, and your whole family can sit and watch a great concert.
It.
I love that. It's not, she's not taking advantage of anybody.
No. All right, next up here musically, Sting and Melody Gardot dropping their duet, Little Something, from Gardot's newly announced upcoming album, Sunset in the Blue. Am I pronouncing that? It would be the French pronunciation. Is it Gardot or Gardot?
I believe it would be, like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, right. Well, but the lady who's in Wonder Woman doesn't pronounce her name that way.
She's Pardon. Gal Gadot, but that's true. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Not
right.
French, Israeli, yep.
Israeli, excuse me, yeah, right. On this duet, Sting and Gardot describe a no-strings-attached relationship, but one with plenty of passion nevertheless. Sting says this new song, co-written by my dear friend Dominic Miller, has a simple and infectious joy. It's so much fun to trade vocals with the exquisite Melody Gardot. I hope you can hear the smile in our voices. That's kind of a cool thing when you hear people, when they're speaking or singing, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
The smile in their voice, yeah. Gardot, gotta get it right myself, said, during these complicated times, collaboration is the only saving grace for us musicians. I was so surprised when the producer came to me for this track and then to find out it was a duet with Sting. Wow. I recognize it's a big switch from my usual musical genre. I loved having the chance to challenge myself with something new. That's what music's all about. She's going to release her fifth studio album called Sunset in the Blue on the 23rd of next month. So that's Sting and Melody Gardot together here on the DJV program at 28 and a half past the hour.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weather on this Labor Day 2020 will be idyllic in the east, according to forecasters, with mid-80s and low humidity across much of that region. But the southwest will suffer under another day of a major heat wave. California's power grid operator is thanking folks for conserving power so far this weekend, avoiding the need for them to impose rolling blackouts. But they say such action is still on the table if power demand soars. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming a report from last week that a deal's been reached to avoid a government shutdown.
We'll do this separately from the CARES Act negotiations.
Mnuchin telling Fox News Sunday the agreement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on a so-called clean continuing resolution, as in pork-free, and would probably last until after the election. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Trump saying on Sunday the Democrats, the media, and Big Tech's massive disinformation campaign are a danger to the nation. He said they all create fake stories and then push them like has never been done before, in his words. He tweeted it's even worse than the 2016 campaign. His remarks come after The Atlantic published a story quoting him as supposedly disparaging American soldiers who died in World War I. The Rochester, New York police chief says the people arrested during protests over Daniel Prude's death in that city are from all across the nation. LaRon Singletary says there have been arrests made where people have had addresses from as far away as Alaska. Meantime, the chief says he has not offered to resign, nor has he been asked to step down. The mayor, Lovely Warren, gave Singletary a public vote of confidence, saying he's the right person for the job. Prude died in late March after a spit hood was put over his head, and he was also held on the ground by several officers. And tennis player Novak Djokovic makes an early exit from a major tournament, now apologizing after he was disqualified from the U.S. Open for striking a line judge with a ball that he hit out of frustration. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour on this Labor Day Monday for 2020, Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer off until tomorrow. She had some plans for the weekend. Well, Victoria did too.
Yeah, so did I, but, you know, best laid plans.
See you later, alligator. You're going to take a road trip to a camp. Right? Wasn't that the story? And then
we were going to travel to our friends who live in Frenchtown, New Jersey. It's a beautiful little historic town, and they have a camper on their. They have a little over an acre, so they have a camper on their property. We were going to stay there and have a fire pit at night and have dinners outdoors. It would have been great, but you know, then our car died, so
nice
we spent the weekend at the dealership instead.
Meditation. Well, if I'd have been around, you'd have fixed it, and you'd have been on your way. Could have fixed it. Bing, bang, boom. Uncle Dougie's good at stuff like that. I was looking around at the things that people are doing this weekend. This traditionally last weekend. It just seems like Memorial Day was yesterday. Isn't it crazy?
I said that to a friend of mine. This weekend felt more like Memorial Day weekend than Labor Day.
Because
we haven't really felt like we've had a summer.
No.
So
the gas prices, even though they went up 4 or 5 cents a gallon, they always do on Labor Day, certainly cheaper
still
than they have been in years. Because of all of the obvious stuff, I filled up
the tank, and I thought of you because I never pay attention to gas prices, but I filled up the tank on Thursday, you know, hoping that we were going to have a long weekend, and it was $2.07 for the gallon.
It's around here, it's about $2.03, it's been $1.99. So a lot of people were reporting to me that there were two places, and I found this interesting, that seemed to be the best, they offered the best potential for a fun trip. Rocky Mountains, go up to the Rocky Mountains. A lot of people from places like Mississippi have been going out to Colorado for whatever the reason. Pikes Peak apparently is something that's a beautiful. Remember the fact that Pikes Peak inspired America the Beautiful, oh beautiful, for spacious skies.
I did not know that.
Waves of grain. Yep, that's where the Air Force Academy is.
Oh.
A lot of people go there. The U.S. Space Force is headquartered there. There are a lot of people also going to Florida. And not only, well, I think I'd stay away from the panhandle because it was kind of messy after the last couple of weeks of hurricanes. And apparently there's another storm brewing out in the central Atlantic at the moment. But then you look around at some of the places in Florida, some of the Pensacola, there's some beautiful places there. I like to think of California, the coastline of California is also fabulous. But we have the Cape here. I mean, there are a lot of great places, and they've been very busy, and that's kind of cool. So maybe if you're out on the road, you're listening to us as you're driving around, have a wonderful day. The weather is great in most areas of the country, except it's just hotter than hell in Southern California, the Southwest Desert. Just hot, hot, hot. Congratulations to Jay, is it Phil, is it Fussin? Okay, Jay Fussin of Danville. I think he told us he was in Danville, Illinois, right? If I remember that correctly. Yep, he was the winner in our Works, W-O-R-X, Power Washer Contest. We gave away for Labor Day this fabulous Works Power Washer, which you can use on your home to your heart's content. One of the great things about the Works tools is they're all powered by batteries, no cords. Have to plug anything in, keep the battery charged, and I think they're good for like an hour. And I know I have them. I got an electric drill. I've got one of these power washers. I've got a workbench. I have a blower, and I've got I think I have most of them now. And they last for a long, long time on one charge. I love it. And so, Jay, you're going to enjoy yours, too. Congratulations from us here on the DJV program. We were talking about places to go. You may have heard that Jackie Kennedy's farm on Martha's Vineyard, which has been pretty much controlled by the family, well, what's left of it, Caroline and her daughter, they've looked after the farm. And I'm kind of surprised they're selling it because I thought they'd keep most of the Kennedy stuff they're just keeping in the family, in a manner of speaking. Jackie bought this after her husband died. 304 acres or something?
Yeah.
Huge for the Martha's Vineyard to have one piece of land that's that big. They put it on the market, the family, last year for $65 million, but they announced over the weekend that they're going to sell it for $27 million to turn it into a conservation area, which will be open to the public. So that's something that's cool. Caroline said, quote, our family has endeavored to be worthy stewards of this magnificent and fragile natural habitat, sites of cultural significance. We're excited to partner with the two groups that bought it. The Red Gate Farm is what it's called. And Martha's Vineyard Land Bank and the Sheriff's Meadow Foundation are buying it together. They have a lot of private money, and so that's what's going to happen. But this is the biggest place on the entire island. My sister and her husband have a house on Martha's Vineyard, and it's really, I've been down there much at all in the last 15, 20 years, but it's a fabulous place. It's a pain in the neck to get to, though.
Yeah, it's not that easy. That's
no,
true.
No, it's not.
It's a long ferry ride or an expensive flight. I feel like Nantucket, I always used to fly up to Nantucket, and that's a very easy flight direct from New York up there, and it's just easier.
Yeah. You know,
the vineyard's beautiful.
Talking about Florida, I noticed something also when we're talking about traveling, how people are moving to Florida. A lot of folks have gone, they're either renting homes, moving down there. Here's a family that went to Orlando, rented a house, stayed there for all of the, they could work from home. Both the husband and the wife worked, but they could work at home. So they were in New Jersey. They didn't like living in New Jersey. So they went down and they rented a house, for, the 3 months. Now last weekend, They bought a home down in Boca, which is interesting. They like golf, apparently, and so there are a lot of people who are moving, and not just, you know, it used to be the, you know, what they call it, God's Gateway or something, you go down there to die, and it's not so much that way anymore. And there's a lot of stuff in Florida booming, like Space Coast, where we are on WMEL. Man, that place is, I mean, they went into the tank for a while after Dodo Bush and Obama cut all the funding for NASA. But, you know, they'd rather spend the money blowing up Iraq and Afghanistan than to keep Americans working. Anyway, that's a statement that I don't have to necessarily make. I make myself clear on that one all the time. At any rate, it was interesting to see how the trends are moving and people are going down there. I have promised that I would tell the story of what happened to me last Thursday and Friday, and I will do that in a matter of moments. I'm looking at some of the bills, as a matter of fact, as we're talking. I did one thing that I thought we ought to announce. The First Lady cookie contest has been canceled, but I understand why they would cancel it now, but why indefinitely? This is a Family Circle magazine thing. It's been done for 86 years.
Right, and Family Circle magazine is no longer being printed. So the Meredith Corporation, which owns that and a bunch of other magazines as well, I guess they decided they didn't want to continue that. You know, it's not a great look if you think about it. On the surface, it's like, ah, it's cookies. But it's also pitting women against women, and it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not modern. It's not with it. It's not a sign of the times.
Right.
I think that's pretty, I think that was pretty obvious. Okay, so before, speaking of cookies and stuff, before I tell you what happened this past weekend to yours truly, I want to bring you up to date on something. I'm sort of on a causal thing here, talking about Calitrin, the weight loss program that is the number one way to lose weight. Many of you who are new to the program may not have heard of this program. It's the only way, the non-toxic way, no stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff, to lose weight and keep it off. And I've gone through, I found a number of mistakes that people make, Victoria, when they are feeling good about themselves, lost 7, 8 pounds. Wow. So let's celebrate by going out and having a drink. Let's have some sweets. No. No, because your body has become, one of the things about the Calitrin program is it trains your body, taking these capsules or the liquid, trains your body not only to lose the weight, but to keep it off. So if you're celebrating, I mean, I understand you want to, I drink fruit juices, like drink a lot of grape juice and orange juice and stuff, and there's sugar in that. But, you know, you don't want to overdo it. A little bit once in a while, okay. Glass of apple juice, for example, has 9 teaspoons of sugar in it. If you don't think that'll derail your diet, ooh. So, let's get on the program. Go to toploss.com and sign yourself up. Take advantage of the code DJV for this program. DJV, no shipping. You can get the Labor Day special. Buy 3, get 3 free, or buy 4 and get 4 free, whatever you think. I'm an advocate of staying on the program forever because I think it's good for lots of other things in your body, as the ingredients suggest. Put together by a doctor and 3 nurses, this is a great way. Lose the weight, keep it off, capsule or liquid form. Buy 3 months supply, you get another 3 free. Stay on it for 6 months, stay on it forever. That's my recommendation. And then you'll lose the weight and keep it off. That's toploss.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 at the hour here on the DJD Monday Labor Day program. And as many of you who are regulars recognized, I was not here on Friday. Once in a while these days, I'll take a few days off like I do in California a couple of weeks ago. I took a couple of days. Did I take the whole? I don't think I took the whole day off. I took a couple of hours in the morning so I could just sleep in, which apparently is one of my big problems. Last Thursday afternoon, I was working, and I came up to my office in between being on a tractor and doing, I don't know what I was doing, but I was signing up for a website, and I started reading a sentence, and I couldn't understand what I was reading. And I went back over it three or four times, and I still couldn't understand the words on the page. And I thought, oh, that's bizarre. So I was talking to a woman to sign up and register for the site, and she was telling me what I had to do, and she pointed out some stuff, and I was following along. And I had the words in my head, but I couldn't speak them. It wasn't really gibberish, but it was me abbreviating phrases and words and stuff. And I was aware I was doing it, but she understood what I was saying. And then I thought to myself when I hung up, this isn't right. And so I called Ken Kronhaus, who's my pal and cardiologist and on this program, and he said, right to the hospital, pal. So I drove myself to the hospital, thinking I'd be there for a couple of hours, a few tests, bingo, bango. I even took Daisy with me in the truck. Well, what was a few hours turned into an overnight. Daisy, by the way, didn't stay in the truck. Friends came down and got her. She was fine. But there was a sobering reality that comes from understanding your history and your genealogy, genetics, DNA, that sort of thing. My father had fibrillations when he was in his 50s, died of a stroke when he was 91. This is back in the 60s before they'd gotten statins and other things. Ken's been trying to get me on a statin for 3 or 4 years because I have too much of the bad cholesterol, not enough of the good. He and Jack Stockwell disagree. Stockwell says it doesn't make any difference what the numbers are. It's all nonsense. Well, I'm not sure. Jack and I agree on most things, but I think Ken's convinced me finally that I needed to do something, and I got into a club. I'm not an exclusive member, it would appear, although I used to say proudly, I'm the only 73-year-old that's not on meds. Not any longer. I'm on a statin and on some kind of a heavy thing to thin my blood, but other than that, boys and
you
girls.
You had a good run, Stefan.
I'm fine and dandy.
Some drugs.
Back tomorrow. Yeah, right, exactly. No drugs in my family. Well, plenty of drugs in my family, but not these kind. All right, 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Chuck Curry is here. This is Movie Moments on the DJV program. You're listening to the theme from Beetlejuice. All right, Chucker, fill us in on why you have that in your focal point.
Because over the weekend, Michael Keaton, a star, played the title character in that film, turned 69 years old today.
Happy birthday.
I'm a big fan. I know you're a big fan. We talked about Michael Keaton many times. Born Michael Douglas originally, changed his name to Michael Keaton. Playing into the Screen Actors Guild for obvious reasons. I love a film he did. I think it's his first film, Night Shift, in 1982, directed by Ron Howard, co-starring Henry Winkler.
Crazy.
They do not make movies like that anymore.
Crazy, crazy,
very good
crazy,
movie.
Crazy. All right, yeah. So
it's
speaking
big
of that.
Ups and downs, but I'm a fan. Big
yeah.
fan.
All right, so the movie Tenet was released over the weekend. You saw it, I saw it. What did you think of it? That's the first time AMC theaters here yeah. opened up. More of them
tell
are
your experience. Tell me your
what?
Experience going into the theater.
I bought the tickets online for the two of us,
okay.
and we went in.
Mm-hmm.
There were nine other people in the theater. It was a 7:45 Saturday night show, and there was no popcorn, no drinks, no nothing. You go in and
really,
we left. Yep, nothing. We laughed about that. There was a skeleton crew. I think there were three people that were there. The theater, it felt good, but weird.
I thought the concessions
weird.
Were supposed to be open.
Not here.
They are in my theater.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I'll tell you what I thought first, and then you bounced off me.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very interesting film, but it was extremely confusing. I liked the acting, but it was very detached.
Yeah,
I was mixed throughout. I never totally got sucked into it. I thought there was a good speech at the end between John David Washington and Robert Pattinson, which sort of explained some of what was happening before it. Having
yeah.
said that, I went with my wife, daughter, me, and two other people in the theater that I knew. I polled about 15 people over the weekend that saw it. 14 say they were disappointed out of the 15. Myself.
Yeah, there's not going to be a good word of mouth. There's not going to be a good
Not among
buzz.
The general public, I don't think. I mean, there's going to be some film geeks who say, oh, boy, you got to see this movie 10 times to get it. And Chris Nolan, who listen, the guy's a fantastic filmmaker. He did the Batman trilogy. He did The Dark Knight, which is arguably the best superhero movie of all time. Those movies, he knew how to tell a story. For some reason, movies like Dunkirk, he detaches his audience to watching these films.
Well, I thought that Dunkirk was a good movie. I did not see the one with Leonardo DiCaprio that he did, Inversion.
Inception.
Inception.
Listen, people really dig that movie. I find it confusing also, but this one, and I don't want to overly knock it because I want it to do well. I do want people to go out to the theater to see this movie. It did $21 million since opening last week.
Did it?
Nobody really knows how to gauge that. Obviously, it's a $200 million movie. If this was normal landscape, it would be an awful opening. But having said that, $21 million in this landscape, I have to say, is a step certainly in the right direction. And the studio understands that. It's done $150 million worldwide. It should hold up weekly because there's not a lot of competition. There will be very little competition until November.
Right. There are a couple of movies coming out. I noticed, I was surprised that Armie Hammer and Kenneth Branagh in the Death on the Nile, the Agatha Christie follow-up movie, I thought they would keep that till Christmas, but they're at least the promo said it would be out in late October.
I just want to point out, Kenneth Branagh plays a villain in Tenet.
Bad guy.
He was really good. I thought he was really good.
Who's the skinny woman?
I'm not sure who she is, but she was good also. She played his wife, and that was a dysfunctional marriage, to say the least.
Yes.
but I did like, I found that part interesting.
Denzel Washington's kid's a good actor. He's very good. Yeah,
I mean, listen, nobody's Denzel Washington. That guy is like on an island by himself, but his son's really good. He can hold the screen. It's not the acting talent. It's not the way
it's
a movie
all the
shot.
Technology. The tech stuff in that, though. Don't you think the tech stuff
is very interesting. Listen, some people describe the movie Tenet. It's like James Bond on acid. I guess you could argue that that's a decent analogy. But it is so confusing. I mean, if you need footnotes to understand what happened when you watch a movie, I mean, it's sort of, I don't get it.
I don't like it either.
You need to see it five times. You need to see it five times and then you'll get it.
We just looked at each other trying to figure it out to get some semblance of understanding what was going on. And you kind of picked it up and then you lost it. You'd pick it up and you'd lose it.
I still want people to see it though. Go to the movies and see it.
Yeah, go see. There's a lot of other stuff in the movies too. You can see some reworkings and revitalizations of some older flicks. Tenet is what we're talking about here. It's 59 past the hour on the DJB.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.